Creep It Real, the Alaskan podcast about the paranormal, fitness, and other favorite topics with your host, Jesse Desmond. I'm Jesse, and I'm coming to you from Fairbanks, Alaska. Since this happens to be the first episode of the podcast, I thought I'd introduce myself. I've recently been on a few episodes of the Alaska Triangle on the Travel Channel. I've been a guest on other podcasts such as Astonishing Legends and Spaced Out Radio. I've even published a few books, and they're available on Amazon. My latest book just came out in February of 2020, and it's called The Interior Alaska Alternative Travel Guide. And I know that's like a mouthful, but it's all about paranormal places, you know, hot spots, weird stuff that it is kind of off the beaten path. You know, just there's like some dark tourism stuff in there. Anything that is kind of out of the norm is in that book, and it's kind of cool, kind of different. If you want to travel around the interior of the state of Alaska, anyway, just go ahead and check it out. You can check it out at jessedesmond.com, or you can search for it on Amazon. So let's see here. Ever since the mid 90s, when I first came across Art Bell on Coast to Coast AM, I wanted to take the initiative to be an active person in regards to the paranormal, and I've done that. And this was also, like, I was also influenced by a number of books that I was reading at the time, and, you know, The X-Files was on TV, and I caught reruns of Kolchak, and it's all that, just that investigation into the paranormal. And so by the late 90s, I was starting to kind of look into everything, like just research the crap out of everything. And I was just like a big sponge, and I still kind of am, but I was just into everything, and now it's a little more focused. And I was also, you know, able to, at that point at the late 90s, able to venture into local spooky areas. And, you know, I got started through ghost investigation. I graduated high school in the year 2000. I didn't really start my first serious paranormal group until about 2001, though that wasn't my first paranormal group. and I started that with my friend, a new friend that I had met at that point, and he turned into an investigation partner. His name's Ty Keltner. I'm sure he'll appreciate me talking about him. and, you know, things just kind of went on from there with a number of groups, and, you know, I had college and stuff going on at that point too, but paranormal has always been a big part of my life. So, let's see here. I myself have had several experiences during the course of my life. You know, I've seen shadow people and shadow critters, as I call them. I've seen ghosts. I've seen UFOs. I have never seen Bigfoot, but I would love to. You know, I'm open to hearing stories and interpretations and theories about things. I just, my background, my degrees, one's in history and the other one is in 2D animation. So that's flat animation, because I always get questioned about that. It's kind of gone the way of just old stuff, So, okay, so let me paint you a quick picture of me currently. It's about 7 o'clock on a Sunday in March of 2020, and I have stayed home for most of the day amid the COVID-19 scare that's going on. And let's see here, the sky and the ground are the same blinding white right now, because we are in the midst of a kind of a winter storm. It's kind of a light blizzard, I guess you could say. But according to the Weather Service, we are expecting 8 to 12 inches by, I think, tomorrow night or something. And this is completely not unheard of in the Golden Heart City of Fairbanks, Alaska. But so I have my hot tea in front of me and I'm doing pretty good. So nothing to really worry about. Lately, one thing that I have been worrying about is my exercise regime ever since my gym was closed on Wednesday over COVID-19. Yay! I like to go to the gym twice a day. That's like kind of a newer thing that I'm doing. I wake up at 3:30 and I go to the gym for cardio. And then after work, I go back to the gym for an hour 15 for weightlifting. And my overall goal is to get myself into bodybuilding competition shape. And I'm hoping for like figure, which is one step above bikini. And I won't lie, I have a ways to go. So I know that paranormal and fitness they seem really strange, like to pair them up together. But I figure if I'm doing a podcast, I might as well throw it in there, because it'll help keep me on track. So it's kind of a selfish thing. I'm sorry. But also, if anyone else out there is listening and you're also into paranormal stuff and you're also into fitness, maybe this will help you out. So, I don't know. I always try and press upon people that, you know, if they're going to go anywhere, if they're going to go physically anywhere and go hike around, you know, maybe they're after Bigfoot. Maybe they're just wandering through an old building or something. They're going to be better at what they do if they spend a little time on themselves and like work out and be in shape a little bit. I mean, even if you just start walking a mile every day or whatever, you don't have to have the bodybuilding goal like I do, but you should have some sort of goal. And you should be working on yourself physically. And you should probably be eating healthy too, which I'm kind of big on that. I need to be a little stricter with myself about it. Today my little dog, she is my escape artist, and she kind of ran out and someone picked her up, and I was out at the store at the time. So I came back, my dog's gone. So I kind of missed lunch. And then when she was returned, I totally had bread, and I'm not really supposed to be having grains or sugar. And this of course had both of those things. So anyway, so she's safe and she's back and everything's good. Let's see here. Well, since this is the kind of the first intro for this podcast, I am looking for your questions, your stories, and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to hear them. You can send me an email at jessiedesmond82@gmail.com, which I will get put up on the Anchor website here. And I don't know, I hope I've piqued your interest enough for you to visit me again, where I plan on relaying the story. It's a local story called The White Lady of Birch Hill. And if you have any input, let me know. Thanks. Have a good night and creep it real.